Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Clayton Carter, CEO of Freestone Resources. The company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is FSNR. Thanks for joining us today, Clayton.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Anytime. Now, start off by talking about the acquisition of Earth Oil Services and their technology and capsule.
Yes. Earth Oil Services is a company that has certain exclusive license agreements to use Encapsol for various environmental uses, well stimulation, and the extraction of oil from tar sands and oil shale. We recently acquired them on September the 28th, and we've put together a marketing campaign for the Encapsol product, and we've begun the process of doing certain tests in order to discover the viability of Encapsol in the aforementioned industries that I mentioned.
Great. So, yeah, talk about some of the advantages of the technology, you know, some of the environmental advantages as well as, you know.
Sure thing. Encapsol has the ability to extract hydrocarbons from other forms of matter. It can, once it extracts it, it actually completely encapsulates the hydrocarbon, making it so that it cannot bind with other forms of matter. And this is relevant for the environmentalists that are concerned with the ongoing tar sand extraction processes in Canada, because they use an immense amount of water and they use an immense amount of heat in order to extract the oil from the tar sands. These are the two factors that cause most of the pollution that occurs in the current processes. Our product actually has the ability to extract the oil from the tar sands without using heat or without using water in the actual extraction process, meaning that it can dramatically decrease the environmental impact of the ongoing tar sands processes, and we can also run the tailings that are causing the pollution and extract the remaining hydrocarbons and contaminants out of those tailings.
Right, certainly sounds efficient. Now, talk about some of the trend right now in oil and how well positioned you know the company is to capitalize on them.
Yeah, well, obviously the oil and gas market is finally recovering. It topped out over $80 today, and we feel that there's going to be increased demand in the oil and gas market, and because of that increase in demand, there are going to be alternative ways to extract oil, such as the tar sands and oil shale. And it also has dramatic it's also important, I guess, as far as domestic energy policy, to extract oil that's here at home rather than the oil that's overseas. And we have large quantities of oil trapped in our oil shale here in America, as well as our tar sands located in Utah. And the important thing, though, is to have both sides of the equation happy. You want to have the oil companies happy with the economic side, and you also want the environmentalist and the general public to be happy and know that the processes do not pollute the environment, especially here in the United States, where we have strong, some of the strongest standards in the world. Now, our product Encapsol, we feel, meets the criteria to extract these domestic oil reserves in this environmentally friendly way, and we feel that we have the edge over other companies that have various other extraction processes because of the fact of the minimal amount of energy that our product uses to extract the oil, and the fact that I haven't seen another product that can actually completely encapsulate the hydrocarbon so that it cannot be so it cannot come in contact with other forms of matter. Now, that said, we also have a machine that is proprietary that actually extracts the hydrocarbons and then recycles our solvent. So we don't have to constantly use more and more solvent, but instead the machine processes the tar sands and the solvent is reused in a very efficient way. And that's another important part of this is the recovery of the actual solvent and the ability to use it in a continuous feed cycle.
Great. And so anything else that you'd say differentiates you or makes you unique from some of the other players in your sector?
I truly believe it's the product itself that truly differentiates us from the other companies out there.
Great. And in terms of, now you are a distribution company, correct?
That's correct.
And so in terms of, you know, some of the upcoming, you know, growth, are you going to look for more acquisitions or, you know, joint ventures or strategic alliances?
Absolutely. There are certain companies positioned in the environmental cleanup industries, in the tar sand, in the oil shale industries that obviously have an advantage due to their size, their excess capital currently. And we definitely look to demonstrate our product for them and show them how it can increase their efficiency in what they're already doing.
Great. And walk us through your background and experience there, Clayton, as well as that of some of the key management at Freestone.
Sure thing. Well, I am a fairly recent graduate of Pepperdine University. I graduated in 2008 and came on board here at Freestone to basically help revitalize the company and look for various acquisition partners and basically stabilize the company so that we can have continued growth. Don Edwards is our chief investment officer. He's been with the company for about a year, and he's been very strategic in formulating various investment packages for the company. We also have Mr. James Carroll, who's our chief financial officer, who's instrumental in constructing our financial reports. He's been with the company actually since 1999 through the reverse merger of Freestone Resources.
Great. And so what are some of the goals that the team has set in place and milestones for the next year?
Our goals are to form strategic alliances with companies that are currently developing tar sands, whether it be here, if they're trying to develop them here in the United States where there aren't any commercially viable processes, or whether it be in Canada. And also to create strategic alliances with environmental cleanup companies. We feel that our product is far superior to their current environmental cleanup processes. And that's our main goal throughout this next year, is to locate, begin discussions with these industry partners, and see if Encapsol can't provide multiple services in increasing our domestic oil reserves, as well as in increasing our environmental awareness and some of the damage that has been caused by the oil and gas industry.
Certainly. And so in terms of investors, Clayton, do you think right now that investors understand the general direction and, of course, message of Freestone Resources?
I feel that they do, and that's one of my goals at the company and the goals of all the officers here is to work on our dissemination of information to the public. The company hasn't, I would say, used some of the media forms as effectively as it could in order to tell the Freestone story, which I think is a compelling one.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Clayton Carter, CEO of Freestone Resources. And once again, the company trades on the bulletin board. The ticker symbol is FSNR. And so before we conclude, Clayton, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I believe it's with our recent acquisition in this Encapsol product. I feel that it is the next generation, and that there is there's nothing like it out there. And I would recommend for everyone to go to Encapsol.com, view some of the videos, and see see for yourself exactly how it can have an impact in the aforementioned markets that we've discussed here.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continue the track the company's growth and progress, as well as report on the sector. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you, Juan.